Susan, you, I guess when you decided to head into this area, you knew it was a big and growing, but could you give us some perspective? Because for people who might be unaware of social networking online, it seems a bit frightening and a bit dangerous, but a bit out there somewhere. How do you reflect on the size of the problem, I guess, is what I'm asking?
Well, I first became aware of cyberbullying back in 1994, and that's when I took what was probably Victoria Police's first report of cyberbullying. So that's a very long time ago, and it certainly predates social networking sites and instant messaging programs. And it was occurring, that particular case was school kids, and it was in a chat room. Social networking, I think when it was invented and Facebook was invented just to keep Harvard graduates in touch, the concept was fabulous. And the concept still is fabulous. Mm. What the inventors of Facebook and MySpace and all those could never have foreseen was the way that their product, which has got a lot of attributes, was going to be used to create havoc amongst the lives of primarily young people. But what we're seeing now is it amongst adults as well. It's not confined to young people. Whilst most of my work is in schools, I do work for the AFL and assist sporting clubs, the Australian Sports Commission, local sporting clubs, workplaces. So it's certainly not just confined to young people. And I think people have this perceived anonymity. We do have laws in place. Not that many people know about them, and certainly my experience is that not many police know about them as well. But I think it gets down to respect. And until such time that people, and parents in particular, start to instill respect in their children and say that this is not on, you wouldn't do it in the real world, why are you doing it online? We're not going to get very far at all.
Okay, you're listening to Susan McLean from Cyber Safety Solutions. She's a former Victoria police officer, and this has now become the focus of much of Susan's work. 1-300-222-720. Susan, please help. My daughter's being bullied on Facebook. Do you recommend that I call the other girl's mum? Isn't that a classic sort of I don't know what to do observation?
And the advice there would be absolutely not, because I think that that totally inflames the situation. What she needs to do is this. First of all, she'll block and delete the girl from her social network. And I say this, you know, when I talk to kids, I say, if you've had a falling out with someone for whatever reason, you wouldn't say, hey, I know we don't like each other, but come hang out for the weekend at my place.
Yeah.
So why allow them access to you online? Get rid of them, block and delete. That's the first thing. Go to the school. We know that most cyberbullying occurs amongst peers or someone at least within the friendship or the sporting circle or the part-time job, so someone in their network. So you need to tell the school what's going on. And then you need to report it. Facebook has reporting mechanisms. So you can report every individual nasty comment that's come in, report it to Facebook, and that other person can actually be removed from Facebook.
Okay, so now really bombard them. There is strength in numbers when you're making that complaint to Facebook.
Absolutely, but you must tell the school, and you must block and delete the person to start with. If there are threats contained, if it's like there's a bit, I suppose there's degrees of cyberbullying, and I'm not condoning any of it. But if after you've done these simple steps, it's continuing, then you need to go to the police because there are offences for using a carriage service to menace, harass, or cause offence. So charges can be laid. And when I was in the police force, I used to charge many, many young people with these offences. They've been around for a long period of time. There's state legislation and Commonwealth legislation the police can use.
And Susan, on the strength of that, the people that you charge, is it your classic when you confront a bully, they fall to bits?
It's normally, I mean, the number one excuse when you'd say, because you asked me, why did you do this? They go, oh, it was just a bit of fun. It was just meant to be a joke. And my response to that was, well, what if it was done to you? Oh, I wouldn't like that. No, that would be really upsetting. So they believe they can be sort of pseudo-anonymous. They don't need to have any empathy because they're not seeing the impact on the victim. It's not like if you're bullying them face-to-face and they dissolve in tears or something like that. There is that empathy is totally removed, and it allows people that would no more bully in the real world this Dutch courage to bully.
Finally, Susan, we spoke to a principal this morning who did what schools can do, suspend students who set up a site for a certain amount of time, but beyond that, there's not much more they can do. But all they can do is impress on parents that this is our responsibility. Do you think?
Absolutely.
Do you think that's? And I was listening to it last night. People saying it's the parents, it's the parents, it's the parents. Is that where the focus of our attention should be? And that we've got to stop being frightened to barge in on someone while they're doing the homework.
Absolutely. And to start with, computers and internet-enabled phones do not belong in a bedroom. I will argue anyone down that wants to tell me that that's wrong. And if anyone saw, there was a program on TV last night, the Sunday program, where they did the bullying thing, and they had Alan Hackink's parents. He jumped off the Westgate Bridge in Melbourne after being... And that father said, you know, I never understood what damage having a computer in their bedroom would be. My advice to parents is do not be a parent with regrets. Be a parent. Your children don't need 45-year-old best friends. They need parents to guide them. There is nothing private on the internet at all.
Yeah.
And you're in control. You set the ground rules. You say yes and no, and you work at it together. Because my other argument is, when all this happens, where is the parent? How can someone mercilessly bully someone for an hour at night on the internet without their parents knowing what's going on?
Yeah, and also, Susan, you mentioned the boy who took his own life and his parents reflecting that they now remember hearing him banging away on that keyboard.
Absolutely.
To defend himself and they now know why he was doing it. Look, it's great to talk to you. I know you're doing a lot of this, but the next time you come to Western Australia, will you come and talk to us?
Absolutely, love to. I was there a couple of weeks ago speaking to the Fremantle Footy Club, and I've got a couple of inquiries from Perth schools at the moment. So as soon as they're confirmed, I'll make sure that I've got time to call in.
We will get you into the studio, and if you don't mind the extra work, you just speak so much sense and provide some insight. It would be greatly appreciated.